Well, all this week we've seen farmers and people in agribusiness in elementary school classrooms around Virginia. They've been reading to children and helping those kids to learn about farming. Kylie Clevenger is with Farm Credit of the Virginias and says her organization has a number of resources available to Virginia teachers.
So the Knowledge Center has a multitude of resources for educators that pertain to those youth audiences.
Teachers who would like to learn more about these resources can just contact their nearest branch of Farm Credit. Well, Tuesday of this week was National Agriculture Day, and a special event was held in our nation's capital.
The Future of Agriculture offered their thoughts about the future of agriculture during Tuesday's National Ag Day celebration at USDA headquarters in Washington, D.C.
It's that aspect of communication and telling our story. How many people think that it's just farming and ranching, but us as agriculturalists, we have the opportunity to tell that story, that it's so much more.
We need to shift from an us versus them mentality to an us and them mentality.
We just need to do a better job about educating the next generation because fortunately, unfortunately, we are the next people to be leaders and grow as a community in agriculture.
Panel members representing National FFA, National 4-H, Agriculture Future of America, and the National Grange. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Looking briefly at the ag calendar, the Dayton Market just south of Harrisonburg will be having a special Agriculture Day tomorrow, March 22nd. Numerous activities are scheduled from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., highlighting the importance of agriculture in the Shenandoah Valley. That's at the Dayton Market on Route 42, just south of Harrisonburg. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.